Staying with food, it's apple and pumpkin season in much of the country, but pawpaws also signal autumn. Pawpaws are the regional delicacy that have been called the best fruit you've never tried. Ali Schweitzer from member station WAMU visited a pawpaw orchard in Maryland to get a taste.
In the Deep Run Pawpaw Orchard in Carroll County, Maryland, Donna Davis shows me how to eat a pawpaw.
You just split it open and then suck out the flesh.
The fruit looks like a large mango, but inside it's soft and custard-like, and it tastes sweet and creamy, like banana pudding. Davis has been picking pawpaws in the orchard all day, and she hasn't been able to resist dipping into the supply.
Today, this is probably my third one.
As tasty as pawpaws are, these plump and squishy fruits aren't very well known. You won't find them in most grocery stores, but they're actually native to the southeastern U.S. and Appalachia. American Indians harvested them, and it's been said George Washington liked to eat chilled pawpaw for dessert. Today, Davis and her husband Jim are just one of a handful of growers who specialize in the fruit. So I asked, why grow the pawpaw?
Because they said it couldn't be done. I think that's why my husband started it, because they said it couldn't be done.
Pawpaws are not that easy to cultivate. They need slightly acidic, well-drained soil, and harvesting them is labor-intensive. Much of their natural habitat has been destroyed by development. But the locavore food movement has embraced the fruit, and there are restaurants whipping up pawpaw pie and pawpaw gelato, and breweries are making pawpaw beer. So while the fruit has historically been called the Quaker Delight and the Hillbilly Mango, it's now earned another nickname, the Hipster Banana.
I think she wants another one.
At the 5th annual Pawpaw Festival in Rockville, Maryland, it's clear the pawpaw craze is well underway. Karen Holt is standing in line, waiting to pay $50 for 10 large pawpaws.
I got here 2 hours early. I got my pawpaws.
Holt says she's going to make pawpaw pie, but most people seem content to just eat them right out of their skin. Rhonda Barrett describes the taste.
I always think it tastes like a combination of a avocado and a mango mixed together.
Others say pawpaws taste like vanilla, caramel, and coconut. And as more people line up to buy pawpaws, the Flower Hill String Band plays the official pawpaw anthem. It's an old Appalachian folk tune called the Pawpaw Patch.
Picking up pawpaws, put them in pawpaw.
Just an hour into the festival, the pawpaws are almost sold out. But some attendees are walking away with pawpaw trees. Arthur Rapinski is one of the lucky buyers.
I'm going to plant it in my backyard where we have kind of a shady spot.
Along with professional pawpaw growers, pawpaw hobbyists like Rapinski are making sure the pawpaw is here to stay.
All right, Pawpaw Festival 2017!
For Here and Now, I'm Ali Schweitzer.
And Meghna,
I always get so hungry when I'm here.
Oh, we need a pawpaw. We're making an unabashed plea for pawpaws, if they're mailable.